Norman Boulay is the CEO and board chair of Smoky Hemp Decortication. He joins us on the line today. Norman, thank you very much for joining us. How goes things at the decortication plant?
Well, things, we had a test run just actually last week, and kind of we know we have some bugs to work out. But before we get into it too much, I should probably tell your listeners what decortication is, because I'm sure there's lots of people who are going, what is that? What does it have to do with anything?
So please.
What we're trying to do, decortication, is the process of breaking up straw. So it could be hemp, it could be flax, it could be other plants, but we're going to be using hemp. So we grow hemp, we're not combining it, we're just cutting it down as if it was hay. We're taking the straw, letting it dry down, and then we pass it through our equipment and separate it into the three components, and they're all saleable material. So if you think about hemp, the plant, the stalk, like a tree, the outer bark is a fiber. It's called bast. Mm-hmm. And that has a lot, that is our highest value product coming out of that plant. So it can be used, I mean, people use it in clothing. It was used famously for ropes, like almost every ship that was ever put on the sea was using hemp fiber rope. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it from the point of view of canvas, that comes from, the word canvas comes from cannabis. Mm-hmm. So canvas sails, I mean, it's an extremely strong fiber and long-lasting. So lots of potential products for that fiber. We have customers right now, one in Quebec, who would really like to get the fiber that we have so that they can make it into insulation batting. So instead of pink fiberglass insulation, they're making hemp fiber insulation. It's more durable. It doesn't have to be treated with, when you think about pink fiberglass, what do you do with it after you're done with that house or that building? Hemp fiber, you could take it, throw it out in a field, work it in. It can be recycled.
It sounds like the potential is there, Norman. How did the test run go?
Well, the test run, I mean, the equipment that we have, which is one of a kind, it was developed by a company also in Quebec, Maxera Enterprises. Their equipment is looking really, really promising. What we need is the other two ends of the equipment. So the bale unrolling mechanism, we need to fine tune that. It doesn't work well. It's typical farm bale unroller that a farmer would have. But when you look at the bales of hemp that we have, they're full length straw. So we're talking 10, 11 feet long pieces of straw rolled up into a bale, and the bale and roller setup that we have isn't handling it well. So we need to fine-tune that. The actual decortication machines are working well. It's the final separation that we still need to fine-tune. So right now, as farmers, we think like farmers. We said, you know what, let's throw a combine, an actual John Deere 9600 conventional combine, and we're using it to try to do that final separation. And we think we can get it there, but I mean, it would be better if we could go and spend $150,000 for off-the-shelf equipment, throw it in there and have that separation and sizing. So the two ends of our process are where we need to fine-tune.
How optimistic are you that things could all of a sudden be as good as it should be, and you're up in production in no time, I'm thinking?
I wouldn't say no time, but what we have is we're thinking October, because mm-hmm. I mean, you look outside today, we're not working in an uninsulated building at this point in time, because it's extremely cold. And mm-hmm. we have other, you know, the snow has kind of thrown a wrench. We'd like to bring bales in from people who would like to sell us bales of hemp straw. And there's too much snow. Like so it's kind of throwing a little bit of a wrench into it. So we've kind of set back. We were hoping to be going in, you know, starting production this summer, but we've pushed that back. We're thinking it'll take us the summer to finish that bale unrolling mechanism and the cleaning mechanism and get that fine-tuned. So we're hoping to be not at full production, but producing by October this year.
What is the decortication trying to accomplish when everything gets up and running?
Well, like I said, I mean, the decortication process is looking to break up that hemp plant material into three products. So the bast, which I've already talked about, you know, that's your fiber for clothing, for insulation. There's a company in Drayton Valley, actually, Biocomposites, that make grow cubes for greenhouses, as well as matting, weed suppression matting that you can put around your strawberry plants, put around little seedlings if you're trying to establish a shelter belt, for instance. So those are the customers that we're looking at for the bast fiber. The herd, think of it as the woody material within the tree that you would make lumber out of. Well, okay. You can take that, chip it up, and you can turn it into basically OSB. You can put it instead of aggregate in a concrete solution and use it, spray it in, or make like, kind of look, they look like cinder blocks and actually build with it. It's that strong. And now you're using plant material, which is, again, a renewable resource. So, I mean, the potential for the product are huge. And we have customers who are going, we want to see samples. We want to see what you're producing. And they're, you know, ready to say, okay, let's start the process of getting some of that product to them. The last product out of the plant is what we call the greens, so the leaf material. Now, you know, when you're baling up the plants, you still have some leaves, so you have some dust. It's a very high protein material. The potential as a nutrient supplement is there. So there's no waste. Everything that we put through the machines, the decortication process turns it into three saleable products.
You mentioned the customers in Quebec. You mentioned the customers in Drayton Valley. How much of a need is there for this product that could possibly make this market expand a lot into the Peace region and beyond?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that. The potential is absolutely massive. Right now, I mean, they're clamoring for the fiber. The Nature Fibre in Quebec, the ones who are making the insulation, they're bringing their fiber in right now from Europe. So They're sourcing it, shipping it in shipping containers out of Europe. And they're looking to us and going, come on, guys, get going. We want your product, because they know that the shipping is going to be significantly less bringing it from here versus bringing it to out of Europe. Biocomposites has brought in material out of Montana. So, I mean, the potential is huge. The company in Quebec that's making the insulation just recently got their CSA approval for the insulation. So now they need to scale up. Because the more of those insulation batting that they can produce, the cheaper it'll become, the more it'll be used. You know, the potential for customers, you know, you think of the people who want to be environmentally friendly. It's not a buzzword. People want to use environmentally friendly products. And this is something that, I mean, the world is going to, once they find out about it, I guess you could say, they're going to clamor for it. And so right now, they're looking to us to get into production so that we can start shipping them fiber so that they can wean themselves off of European.
That's a good point you bring up here, Norman, is a question that I've got here is with the potential that you've got for this product and for this sort of sector, I guess, in the agriculture sector or in the agriculture industry, how mainstream do you think this could be, and how quickly do you think it could become?
From as far as a crop, are you talking about, Keith?
As far, you know, all the way from crop to decortication to finished product to selling it on the market.
Well, let's start with the crop question, because, I mean, first of all, our tagline is growing our future. And we look at that not only as we're trying to grow our community, we're trying to, you know, bring people in as well as retain the people that we have in the area by giving good employment. So once our decortication facility is in full operation, we're going to be employing about 12 people. What we're hoping is once we have those products, the fiber, the bast, the herd, and the greens, when we have the customers going, you know, it makes more sense for us to relocate or locate our business beside you rather than ship very bulky, very light material across Canada or into the United States, we believe they're going to say, makes sense. You know what? We like the quality of your product. We're going to establish with you, and they're going to do value adding for that process. So again, growing the community, growing the future, bringing and retaining people. That's more than anything. That is what Avis Gagne and the board of directors, Avis is our former CEO and board chair. She really, really started this whole project in cooperation with Xian Chasson, our director of economic development here in the Smoky River region. You know, they looked at, we need to do something to stop people from moving away. We need to offer good employment. So that's more than anything, that's what this whole thing is all about, is trying to offer employment so that we can stop the flow of people out. Because what happens, you know, if you think of small communities, if a company shuts down, all of a sudden you have fewer kids in school, you have potentially fewer people using the hospital, you have fewer people shopping at the grocery stores, those shut down. And again, you have people leaving. We're trying to stop that. We're trying to grow our future. So we're trying to ensure that the communities stay viable.
How excited are you that this is on the uprise and, it's going to be a boom, it sounds like.
I really do believe so. And again, coming back to the whole idea of, you know, if we can attract other companies to come in and do the second stage, the value adding, is, you know, we turn around, we buy some bales from a farmer, let's say $250 a ton for the bales. We can value add that up. Now the fiber might be worth $1,500 a ton. The herd might be worth $800 a ton. But you take the next company who takes that fiber and they turn around and they sell it as insulation batting, as they've increased the value of it again. And it makes more sense to ship a higher value product to directly to the customers from here. My view, and I mean, right from day one, my thought has been, if we can get the decortication facility up and operating and we can turn out a quality product, bring in some secondary processors, it's going to make sense then to say, our decortication facility is not enough. Okay, well, let's look at Anilda. Let's look at St. Isidore. Let's look at DePaul. Let's look at Manning. Let's look at Fairview as other decortication facilities, because again, it makes more sense to bring your straw, which is very light, it's a very bulky product, do some value adding on site there, and then ship that value added product to your main companies, which are again increasing the value of it. So I would say, from the potential, like for the whole Peace region, I see a huge potential. And I should probably mention one of the reasons we think hemp fits so well in the Peace region. We had our Applied Research and Demonstration Association, SARDA Ag Research here in Falaire. They work with two other research facilities, one at Vegreville and one at Lethbridge, and they did hemp fiber trials. So they're growing hemp fiber, hemp plants, trying to get the tallest, the most tonnage of hemp that they can possibly get. And what they found was the hemp plants are very sunlight sensitive. They love the Peace region's long growing days. So we can get that plant established well. It in June, of course, when we have our 20 hours of sunlight, it really, really goes. And they found they could get better production out of the Peace region than even Vegreville, which is really not that far south. And again, better than Lethbridge, unless you talk about putting it under irrigation. That's a whole other matter. But the Peace region has an advantage growing hemp for fiber. So once we started seeing that information and looking at it as a potential industry, we've said, hey, this is for us, you know, it's going to be more green. We're going to provide employment, and it's a product that fits into, you know, our farmers as far as a rotational crop. We see it as having enormous potential.
Norman, the potential for investment and the potential for growers is also a need, from what I understand, for smoky hemp. How much are they needed right at this point?
Well, I mean, we need both for certain. Investment, smoky hemp decortication is a shareholder-owned business. So people buy shares. We hope someday down the road, the shares are worth more than they purchased them for, or they, we start paying dividends when we're a profitable enterprise. But right now, to finish the equipment line, I mean, we have the potential, we could spend $500,000 tomorrow and not waste a penny. So we definitely need shareholders, and anybody who's interested in investing with us, you know, they can look us up online, smokyhempdecortication.com. Growers, we're still fairly small from the point of view we've been growing hemp now for the last 4 years, and we think we've made most of the mistakes that growers won't have to repeat. So for 2026, at this point, we're only looking to grow about 500 acres. Down the road, our decortication facility will need about 12,000, but that's probably, I'm going to say, about 3 years down the road as we work out the bugs, as we continue to process. So for this year, you know, if somebody wants to try 40 or 80 acres, they should definitely get in touch with us. But investment, for sure, that's something that would help us a great deal in getting our plant up and operating. The last thing I would want to just comment on is, again, Avis Gagne, our former CEO and board chair. I would put it, you know, keeping in mind of the Olympics that are happening right now, Avis took the first three legs of the speed skating relay race, you know, thought about what do we need to do, came up with the idea with Diane as to, okay, hemp is a potential business for us, and got us going. You know, we established the business. We have a building that we're doing a lease to own on. So really, she took the first three legs of that race and has now handed the baton to us to finish. And all I can hope is that myself and our board of directors don't stumble in that last leg, because that would be really insulting for the amount of work that Avis did.
Fingers crossed, it will be a gold medal at the finish line.
We certainly hope so. Thank you so much for your time, Keith.
You bet. Norman Boulay is the CEO and the board chair of Smoky Hemp Decortication. Norman, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.